Just before we start, just gotta get you to tell us your name, your mob, and where you're from.
My name is Yvraine Roloffs. I'm a proud Googa woman from Ceduna, South Australia.
Shout out to the Nungas in the house.
Yeah, go the Nungas. All of our mob are deadly.
That's it, yeah. I guess so for our, like for the listeners, Yvraine is a really, really good mate of my older sister. They studied down in Melbourne. So just tell us a bit about yourself. So you're from South Australia. How long have you been in Queensland for?
We've been in Queensland for about 3 years now. Moved down from Melbourne. Mm-hmm. Always go back home to Ceduna,
yeah.
You know, every 6 months, which is so important.
Mm-hmm.
I'm due to go back again soon,
yeah.
Probably hopefully Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
So I moved to Melbourne, lived there for about 9 years, and mm-hmm. I studied at the Victorian College of the Arts with mm-hmm. Sister Girl Muriel,
mm-hmm.
and that was a huge experience, you know, mm-hmm. like me and Muriel was the only black fellas there doing that course, and we really stuck mm-hmm. together, you know, definitely. And yeah, it was a big experience for me. Doing a Bachelor of Dramatic Arts and yeah, now I can just use all those skills hone in now, you know. That's why I created Nana Magic because mm-hmm. I've got a couple of kids.
Yep.
Little Albert who's 3 and Sienna is 5.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I've pretty much created Nana Magic for the inspiration for my kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and for children of Australia as well.
Deadly.
You know, and all the mob back home.
Did you think, I guess, studying or finishing studying and wanting to pursue, I guess, a career in acting, did you ever think that your character would be somebody like Nana Magic? Was that sort of always something you were aiming for? Or is like just when you had kids, you just sort of just fell into place?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question because we were in Melbourne. And I just had my daughter and I was like, what can I do? You know, I was praying to my ancestors, you know, what is it that I need to do in order to, you know, hone in on my skills and make a difference in the world for my daughter and for the children of Australia, you know, all the world. And then I was sleeping one day and then I woke up and it was like, Nana Magic.
Mm.
And then my husband, you know, he helped with the idea as well, you know.
So for our listeners, paint that picture of who Nana Magic is.
Well, Nana Magic is a mythological character.
Mm-hmm.
She pretty much in the imaginary world flies around. The kids think she flies around,
mm-hmm.
Educating kids about Aboriginal culture, and doing it, educating in a fun, energetic sort of way.
Mm.
Nana Magic's kind of like a child, but a mythological sort of Nana who has love in her heart and who is very positive with affirmations and, you know, stories about keeping your cup full, you know, and also speaking a bit of language as well.
Deadly.
You know, you know, the head, shoulders, knees and toes, like all the basics, you know, from my culture and my language back home, which is so important, you know, for
definitely.
Us as Aboriginal people to connect with our language.
Mm-hmm.
And, and Nana Magic, you know, love is the biggest vibration of all, you know, and that's what Nana Magic is doing. She's traveling around. Showing love and because if we want to connect at a human level, an Aboriginal way, we have love in our hearts because that is the thing that connects us to land, to country, and that's the passion and the fire, you know, and that's what Nana Magic is, you know,
deadly.
And children, they have the love in their hearts already, you know, so we learn so much from them, you know. So.
You had the performance today at the gathering in Queen Street Mall. How did that go? And was there lots of kids around? And
it was deadly.
How was the reaction from the crowd or just, you know, some people having lunch around?
Oh, it was deadly. We had quite a few number of children there and their little eyes just lit up, you know, when they seen Nana Magic. And they were very interactive, you know, had a few kids come on stage with some of the stuff that we do, you know, and with the language, teaching of the language and the dancing, you know, and pretty much moving, you know, exercising, because that's what Nana Magic's all about. Eating healthy, you know, staying active, sharing stories. It's like that connection between young and old. It's showing kids that it's okay to talk to your mum and dad and your nanas and your papa, sit down and tell a story, you know, and like really get back to the basics in life, you know, sitting around and just yarning about the old days, you know, and I really encourage that for the children.
What's, how, like what's the expression from some of these kids and the parents too when you start talking about country and language and connection to country?
I could see the cogs turning in them, and they're thinking about their own experiences on their own country and where they're from, because it's so multicultural out there, you know, and everybody's got a story to tell, you know, and these people, I see them, the cogs turning in their minds, and then they come up with stories in their heads about where they're from, and sometimes I get the kids or an adult to come up on stage and tell us a story, tell us a yarn about where they're from.
I want to have a quick song break and then come back for more yarns. And I'm just wondering if Nana Magic can come and join us as well.
Yeah, sure.
Is there a song that you'd like to go to, sis?
Oh, I love Red, Black and Yellow by Aunty Wendy's Mob.
Anyone? I'll try and find, hopefully we have that on there. Is there anyone else?
Uncle Bunner.
Yep.
Coloured Stone. Anyone. I love all of Uncle Bunner's music.
Okay,
so
yep. No, just, we can definitely find
that
there.
Yeah, just play anything from his album. You know, I love all of the songs.
He's definitely deadly. Yeah. I actually had Carl Wallace in the studio a couple of months ago.
Brother Boy
lives in Adelaide there.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, studied under Uncle Bunner, you know.
Yeah.
And
Jindu as well.
Jindu actually in Brisbane.
Yeah, Brother Boy.
But if you're just tuning in to the Drive Show, my guest is Urane and also Nana Magic. We're having a yarn about her performance this morning at the gathering in Queen Street Mall, but then also, you know, the deadliness that Nana Magic likes to share with her audience. You are listening to the Drive Show here on 98.9 FM.